I've been building rooms and systems. Now I'm almost on to my fourth decade in this industry of doing this, both as an end user and with an organization that that manages it for the industry, and with organizations that provide and install equipment. And I think we've been getting this all wrong for forever. We've been putting in systems for us, for the five or six of us or on the call, or the 12 of us that were involved in the Twitter chat, things that, and I know the logic because I used to be involved in the logic. I used to say, wait a minute, if an alien ship lands on the planet and somebody pulls out a computer I've never seen before and wants to plug it into my room, I need something in there to be able to make it work. That was our thinking. And everybody else, the non-geeks, has been saying, just do one or two or three things and make it work so that I don't have to grab somebody from IT to make it function for me. And people will tell us they'll build these $100,000, $200,000 rooms and be afraid to go into them because they know they're going to fail and they don't want to be responsible for it. So I think looking at this from the old school terminology is wrong. I think we need to look at it from the perspective that, we need to understand what the users need and meet those needs in a way that they'll keep coming back to us happy. And right now, they keep coming back to us usually not happy unless we've figured out that it's not about us, it's about them.